Good morning. Welcome. I'm ready for the official paper switch. There we go. Then we're now on to the second hour. Good morning. Welcome to the Roundtable Book Pick segment. We look forward to this every Tuesday. It's a highlight of my week anyway, sitting down with our independent booksellers to discuss some great reads and have them share with our Roundtable listeners what they've been reading and what's on store shelves that we should be reading, perhaps. Amy Lane of Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery is here to convince you that these are all winners. And or at least, you know, pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll go with pretty good. We think you'll enjoy them. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you?
I'm doing well. A2?
Very nice. It's all fine today, I think.
Good. Everything seems okay. In spite of the rain and the dreariness.
Yeah, kind of hot, humid, rainy, you know, but whatever.
Hey, welcome to summer.
That's right. So with summer comes some good summer reading.
Indeed. So let's start off with a bang. I'm going to pick this fantastic new novel called The Rocks by Peter Nichols. And I don't know if you've read this yet, have you?
I have not. In fact, I was curious because I unfortunately have not even heard of this.
Really?
How bad is that?
Oh, actually, that's shame. Shame, shame, shame.
Shame. Okay.
But this actually has been part of the Indie Book Picks. This is like the indie bookseller's book of the summer, is how it seems. And rightly so. It's a wonderfully, interestingly told story. And I think the conceit of how the story is told is just as interesting as the characters and everything in it. Because it starts with, it takes place on the island of Majorca. That's always a lovely place to live during the summertime, I just have to tell you. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. And the language in this is just so languid and lush, and it's beautifully written. And I had the pleasure of meeting this author, and I have to tell you, he's lovely, just lovely. So that's even a better plus as to why I go read his books. He's quite interesting and fascinating. And so the story is told backwards in time. So you start out in the present, which I believe is, in fact, in the book 2005, and there's an incident in this old couple who clearly do not care for each other but once did wind up inadvertently killing themselves.
Inadvertently?
Yes. There's a confrontation, and there's a loss of balance in an attempt to,
okay,
you know, assist, and they both go tumbling.
And the rope just happened to be around their neck.
Into the sea.
Okay.
So it is a mistake. Neither of them wanted that to occur, though it was a very heated and passionate discussion. And so the rest of the book is...
Oops.
Yeah. Well, it takes you backwards through time and to the point at which they meet, they fall in love, and then there's the breaking point, right? That incident,
right,
that is referred to before the tragic fall into the sea. But it's beautiful. It's just gorgeously, gorgeously written. So that is my pick. It's The Rocks. It's a great summer read.
I'll take a look at that
while
we work on other good stuff here. Okay. What else? What is our next?
Okay. My next pick is The Meersault Investigation by Kamal Daoud. This is the... he's an Algerian writer, and it is a retelling of The Stranger by Albert Camus. And it takes the idea that the nameless Arab who is murdered in The Stranger actually has a name and a family and people who loved him and miss him terribly and have never been able to properly grieve for him. And what does it mean for the Arabs? What does it mean for Algeria? There's this beautiful critique not only of The Stranger, but it's an exploration of what it means to be an Algerian. And it's won all sorts of accolades in France, like all of their highest literary prizes. It's very well received and respected. And it's this tiny little print, you know, not printing, like physical print, but
right,
like a small print run, a small press. And it's dynamite. So if you haven't heard of it yet, note this and read it. It's well worth it. And you know what? I mean, it's great to read in conjunction with The Stranger, though you don't have to have read The Stranger to really get something out of this book as on its own. It stands alone.
This is the Meersault, yes?
Yeah.
Meursault Investigation, a novel by Kamel
Daoud.
Daoud? We're going to go with that.
Yeah.
That sounds... Well, that's fascinating.
It really, really
cool.
Is. It's very cool. It's so... I love it.
While my mind is completely going blank of the times that I've done this, but I have done it a couple of times in my life where I have read the novel that was to go with the other novel and have read them simultaneously. And I think that's a fun pursuit.
It is, actually. And I think if you haven't read The Stranger, and I confess I hadn't... It's a good idea.
It's
so
okay.
Let's all
You're
get out
all right.
there. Here, let's have a book group, guys. This is the perfect combination. Hooray. So my next pick, and this is sort of the thriller mystery that I want to put into people's hands this summertime. It's good. It's light. And I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Tom Templeton because he's the one who recommended this to me. So thank you very much, Tom. And it's called The Kind Worth Killing by Peter Swanson. So much like Gone Girl, it has alternating points of view and perspective, and
yep.
and you get into the characters' heads. Have you read this one?
Let me see. I don't think so.
Da-da-da.
Nope. Okay. I haven't read that.
So it's
it's just judging a book by its cover. No,
no,
I have not read that.
Acknowledging a book by
its
cover.
Yeah, that's true.
That's different.
That too, yeah.
So it's a really compelling read. I enjoyed thoroughly the twists and turns and the diabolical nature of the characters herein. So it's kind of a Strangers on a Train thing where this man and woman meet in an airport bar and they decide that his wife really needs to be murdered. So yeah, let's do that. And that's the story. There you go. Take that and run.
Wow. All right. A lot going on there too, I guess.
Indeed it is. It's well worth it. Oh, but you really need to read these people's story. It's so interesting. So interesting.
All right. That's good stuff.
Loved it.
I'll give you that.
Okay. So the next one is a Kim Jong-il production. And the subtitle to this is The Extraordinary True Story of a Kidnapped Filmmaker, His Star Actress, and a Young Dictator's Rise to Power. And that really does say it all. This is by Paul Fisher. He did a lot of research into this. This is a part of Kim Jong-il's youth, well, you know, before he became the supreme leader. And he was put in charge of the propaganda films, right, for his country. And so he really wanted to make some quality films. So he kidnapped South Korean actress and held her hostage for a long time. And her husband, estranged husband still, who was a director, they took him as well, and he directed the films. And the two of them did eventually escape, and their stories have been recorded before. But this is an interesting take on North Korea, its politics, its policies, and this whole film industry that I had known nothing about. And it sounds completely fabricated and unbelievable, and yet it's true.
Okay, so this is different than The Interview.
Oh, yes. Though sadly, there's probably enough similarities, right? You know, at any rate, let's not go there. But
Paul
yeah.
Fisher,
a Kim Jong-il production.
Okay.
Okay, so next one is the other one that I'm really super excited about in the nonfiction world. It's called How to Bake Pie
okay.
by Eugenia Chang.
But not P-I-E.
No, not P-I-E. This is a mathematics book, so we're talking about the 3.14 pi. And I really love how the subtitle of this, pardon me, is An Edible Exploration of the Mathematics of Mathematics, which could sound boring, but it's really not. She's like one of those writers and academics who can give you their topic of conversation and make it interesting, palatable, and engaging, and it's sort of philosophical, and it's a delight. So as an example, I'm just going to read part of this one, which is an unusual choice on my part. I usually like to read the novels. However, she's talking in this about, I don't even know how to pronounce this properly, but it looks like axiomatization, which is a mathematical principle.
Okay.
And it's about cake cutting. So if you have a brother or sister, I'm sure you've encountered this problem when you were little. How can you share the last piece of cake fairly between you? You probably hit upon the brilliant solution of, I cut, you choose. Now, if you're the one cutting, it's up to you to cut fairly, because if you make one piece bigger than the other, your sister's going to take the bigger one and you'll only have yourself to blame, right? So that's all very well. But what if you have a brother and a sister, so you have to share the cake between 3 or 4 or 11? It's not so hard if you're sharing a round cake. But what if it's just one piece of cake or a dinosaur cake, and how can you share it fairly? So the key here is just like in the question of a fair voting system, what does fair mean? And in order to try and solve this problem, we have to be clear exactly what the problem is. And this involves axiomatizing the situation of cake cutting. So I find that an interesting sort of analogy into mathematics. It's practical. And every chapter begins with a recipe.
You read that with great urgency and force, and I'm thinking she probably wrote it that way too. Don't you think so? They were just like kind of pounding at the keyboard.
Maybe. I think it's actually enthusiasm. Let's call it enthusiasm.
Okay, it is enthusiasm.
Yeah, and I like her ideas. So, yeah, it's delightful. I'm a layperson. I liked math in school. I wasn't afraid of it. And it fascinates me, and this is the right kind of book for someone like me. So please, somebody else be out there who's like me. Thank you.
Moving on next.
Moving on.
How to Bake Pie by Eugenia Cheng.
Yes.
So, all right.
This is quite possibly my favorite book on the list. It is The League of Regrettable Superheroes.
This is the great, you know, here's the weird, I'll just tell you a quick story about this book. They sent this to me like 2 months ago. They sent this to me. And then we've been going back and forth trying to set up an interview with the author, who apparently, while very, very good at what they do, has absolutely no access to a landline whatsoever.
Uh-oh.
So so we've just haven't been able to set up an interview. We've tried like the Dickens, but we just haven't been able to do it, which means that the book has been on my desk for a month and a half. And I will say that in those, you know, periods of the day where you're
yes.
on the phone or you have a moment, you pick it up.
And you
it's
just need a good giggle.
Absolutely delightful.
It is. I love this book. I love this book. My favorite so far is The Black Hawks. Because, and I wish you guys could see this.
Now, we should know these are real.
Yes,
these are real regrettable superheroes.
Yes. So these, all of the people featured in this book, all people, ha ha ha, comic book characters have been featured at least once in a comic. And so there's this whole, the Blackhawks is a 7-man international team of World War II fighter pilots, right? And on the cover that they feature, so every spread has the cover from the comic and then a brief description of the character or characters. And in this, what I love is it's like the Leaper, Olaf, the Listener, Chuck. Sorry. The Weapons Master, Hendy. It's like Dr. Hands, Chop Chop. It's
Chop Chop.
Chop Chop. Oh, and Monsieur Machine André.
This is really good stuff.
It's awesome. It's so much fun. So get out there and have a look at the room.
And it's just one of those things. The book could be called What Were They Thinking?
It could, but I like this so much better. The yes. League of Regrettable Superheroes. And on the front, there's Fat Man and Dr. Hormone, Fantoma, Bozo the Iron Man, The Eye, Amazing Man, and more. It's brilliant.
Dr. Hormone.
Dr. Hormone.
All right.
Bozo the Iron Man.
It's what? Our League of Regrettable Superheroes. John Morris is the author, and with a little luck, he'll sell enough books that he can buy himself a landline.
Please.
All right.
The next one is also a bit of text and pictures, and it's called Lists of Note, an eclectic collection deserving of a wider audience, compiled by Sean Usher. And I really, really, I'm kind of a voyeur, if that's okay to say, in that I like these found objects and how they give you a little bit of extra insight into people and how they think. And it's nice to see handwriting. I really
yeah.
enjoy that. There was this one in here, and I foolishly did not mark it. But it's this young 8-year... Oh, here it is. Is this it? No. It's an 8-year-old boy who writes to a composer about his favorite composers. And it's an absolute delight because he has this very thoughtful explanation as to why he thinks his top 10 composers should be the top 10 composers and why they differ from this other man's list. It's truly delightful, and it's beautifully laid out.
It's a Chronicle book. Who they tend to do beautiful job on books, and it has one of the, what do they call it? Do you know what they call these ribbon?
It is in fact a ribbon, Joe.
Okay, they don't have it as a bookmark ribbon.
No.
Okay.
I just refer to it as a ribbon.
Okay, I didn't know if there was some sort of fancy publishing term for.
If
it.
There is, I don't know about it. Okay. So you and I are in the same boat.
All right. Oh, look at this. I love interoffice communications.
Oh yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, there's a list of things, like a to-do list by Marilyn Monroe.
This is Harry S. Truman's love list.
Aw. Or is it you?
Well, no, I don't think. I think it's like...
I missed that one.
He's just basically saying what he likes and what he doesn't.
So,
aw. Yeah, like it would be... each year. Oh, I see what he would do. He would take one day of each year... and write down sort of what was going on.
Interesting.
Well, that's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah. So it's the everyday sort of minutia of people's lives.
This is really interesting stuff. It's called Lists of Note, an eclectic collection deserving of a wider audience, which is why we have Amy on.
Indeed. And so I have brought this to you. Go check it out. And okay. My last book is the picture book of the week, and I think I misquoted because it's actually a wordless picture book. So I think I wrote that it was written by John Arno Lawson, but and illustrated by Sydney Smith. But it's both of those who do both. At any rate, it's a girl walking through a very urban setting with her father, and she comes across flowers in all sorts of places, like basically weeds, right, growing up, springing from the sidewalk. On patches of lawn, out of buildings, and it's beautiful. And she collects all of these little flowers, and then she gives them away to people that she encounters on her way home.
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's beautifully illustrated. It's a lovely story. I adore wordless picture books. I think that they're a way of reading into it what you really want to read into it without it being told to you. And I respect that and appreciate that.
Because this
very
could
much.
Be a regrettable superhero, the hawk
it,
coming
it
down.
Could indeed. We could call her Flower Girl.
It's Sidewalk Flowers by what is the name?
John Aaron Lawson or John?
John Arno. John Arno Lawson, illustrated by Sydney Smith.
Yes.
There we go. All right. And as far as any other things going on in the story you wish to tell us about?
Well, I didn't realize that. Are we really? We've got time?
We have like 45 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm early today.
Okay.
That's kind of
no,
strange.
You're fine. Actually, we went a little bit longer.
Okay. So now you put me on the spot and I'm stunned.
How about if I just send people to the website?
That'd be great. Come to see our website. Come down to see our store. Better yet.
Opendoor-bookstore.com. And yes, or better yet, visit them on J Street in Schenectady. You'll see Amy and other wonderful booksellers who are there to help and
Indeed.
Assist
yes.
and tell you all of the cool things that are going on. Amy, it's always a delight to have you here. Thank you very much.
Delight. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.